You're listening to SBS News.
At least one in three Australians have been sexually harassed at work within the past 5 years. The Power to Prevent Coalition is calling on the Australian government to take urgent steps to prevent sexual harassment in the workplace by implementing all recommendations of the Respect at Work report. 2 years after the handing down of Australian Sex Discrimination Commissioner Kate Jenkins' 2020 National Inquiry, only part of the report's recommendations have been implemented. Victoria Legal Aid Equality Law Program Manager Melanie Schlager is a member of the Power to Prevent Coalition and says that's not good enough.
2 years ago, Kate Jenkins, the Sex Discrimination Commissioner, set out a clear plan for the government to make changes to prevent sexual harassment at work. 2 years on from that report, we're still waiting for those changes to be made. We've come together as a group representing the legal and health sectors, business, community groups, victim survivors, calling for those urgent changes to be made.
The coalition comprises 60 community organisations across the health, family violence, business, union and legal sectors. Ms Schlager says one of the report's outstanding recommendations puts the onus on employers to prevent sexual harassment rather than relying on victim complaints.
One of the key changes that has to be made is to change the Sex Discrimination Act so that employers must take proactive steps to stop sexual harassment. There are so many things that can be done to prevent sexual harassment from happening, but it's the employer who has the power to understand the sexual harassment risk factors and create a safe and equal workplace, not a 15-year-old working in their first job, or a woman on a temporary visa who has no bargaining power.
Advocates say it's more than just individual behaviour that needs to be addressed, but rather widespread systemic change. Noreen Young is a professor at the Jambana Institute of Indigenous Education and Research at the University of Technology, Sydney. She says Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are particularly vulnerable, and there are several reasons for this.
One is the constant racism and bias that is directed towards Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in the Australian community and in day-to-day interactions. And we know that this happens at work. We have evidence, and by way of the Gary Ellis survey produced by UTS Jumbunna and Diversity Council Australia, to indicate that this is, of course, not just anecdotal, that it is certainly the case.
Ms Young says putting the emphasis on the complainant rather than the employer can be harmful.
It means that the complainant has to go through the trauma of reliving it constantly until, if it's not resolved at the workplace, it goes to court, and then the complainant has to put, usually herself, sadly, up and be subjected to all kinds of cross-examination. And we know what happens to women in matters of sexual assault, which is what sexual harassment is, and what we wore or what we were doing or what we did is up for examination and questioning.
She says there are additional challenges for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women.
So that particular interaction combined with the sexual violence that has been directed towards Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women since colonisation means that there is a particular vulnerability given the normalcy of both racism and sexual violence towards Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women in the Australian community that obviously makes the Indigenous female community more vulnerable.
Ms Schlager says urgent legislative reform is needed to address the issue.
Simply unacceptable for us to expect that these victim survivors alone will be the sole enforcers of our sexual harassment laws. We need a regulator with teeth that can promote much greater compliance.
She says it's baffling to her as to why these changes haven't been made yet.
The evidence is there. The knowledge of and understanding of sexual harassment risk factors and the barriers preventing victim survivors from reporting and the cultural change work that employers can do to minimise the risks. It's there. We know what we need to do.
Women's Legal Service New South Wales Principal Solicitor Philippa Davis says workplaces need to play their part.
It's time for workplaces to take responsibility for their important role in providing a safe workplace and to also be held accountable if they fail to do so. So we need laws which give the Australian Human Rights Commission the powers to enforce a new duty, a positive duty, as well as powers to investigate systemic sex discrimination and sexual harassment so the burden doesn't always fall to individual victim survivors.
Ms Young says it's also time for the human resources industry to step up.
Examine itself, examine its own responses and examine and support and what the Sex Discrimination Commissioner has recommended.
If you or someone you know is impacted by sexual harassment, family or domestic violence, call 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732 or visit www.1800respect.org.au. In an emergency, call 000. Hannah Kwon, SBS News.